Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 137. This is the podcast for the new year. 10 years younger this year. One simple resolution. This year, 81% of New Year's resolutions will fail. Hopefully yours has not. Hopefully you're still holding strong. Even if you're not a big believer in resolutions, still the process of making goals and self-improvement is something that really we should be doing year-round. So, as I mentioned, 81% of New Year's resolutions will fail. What I want to know is, what is the secret to the 19% that succeed? Can we break it down? Can we deconstruct it? Can we figure out what works for them so that we can apply it in our own lives? To show you how it works, how you can successfully make, keep, and accomplish resolutions, whether it's for the new year or throughout the year, I'm going to show you how to accomplish something that not one of us wouldn't love to experience, feeling 10 years younger this year than we did last year. So that's the goal. Let me step you through it, or even if that's not your goal, hang with me here, because that's going to be just the example, and the principles that we talk about could be applied to different goals and objectives for the year. So 10 years younger this year sounds like a massive overhaul. On the contrary, it really just begins with finding one simple thing that you can do for the rest of your life. Not a major overhaul, one simple thing. That one simple thing is your key domino, your lead domino, which will then set off a domino effect of naturally occurring behaviors that bring the change that you seek. So it doesn't require a lot of willpower. Just one simple thing done faithfully will then lead to a series of behavior changes which are effortless and require no willpower. So that's what we're seeking. We're seeking for that key domino. And so we'll look at the four highest leverage areas to becoming biologically 10 years younger this year. And these four biggest or highest leverage areas are stress, extra weight, sitting, and smoking. You only have to pick one. You don't have to pick all four. This will be your key domino. So, four things that age you 10 years. If you are like me, you want to see the data before selecting your key domino. Unfortunately, on the podcast, I can't really go through all of that, but if you go onto my website, drjohnday.com, this is blog number 137, there you will see links to these four areas: stress, extra weight, excessive sitting, and smoking, which all demonstrate that these things age us 10 years. We lose 10 good years of life to these areas. So if you want to see the data, go onto my website. 10 years younger this year, one simple resolution. Too often, my patients feel like they need to make big life changes to get healthy. In reality, success comes from making one key change permanent, the key domino. Indeed, studies show that most people are more successful with one simple resolution. Studies also show that early success from this one simple resolution is the key to long-term success. Depending on what you are struggling with, here are some examples of one simple resolution you might select in becoming biologically 10 years younger this year. Stress less. I will meditate for 1 minute each morning as soon as I get out of bed. For weight loss, I will eat a vegetable with my breakfast. For exercising more, the first clothes I put on in the morning will be my exercise clothes. Stop smoking. I will chew a piece of gum every time I want to smoke. Now, I'm guessing that most of you listening to this probably don't have any issues with smoking, but at least with stressing less, weight loss, or exercising more, all of these resolutions are very simple. You can get easy wins. For example, if you can eat a vegetable each morning as part of your breakfast, then odds are it's going to lead to a series of behavior changes, which will improve many different areas of your life and your health. Likewise with exercising more. If you can just make a resolution, as soon as you get up in the morning, I'm going to put on my exercise clothes. You can then decide whether you actually want to exercise or not. That's completely up to you. But chances are, if you can at least have enough willpower to put on exercise clothes, and that's pretty minimal, then odds are you're naturally going to want to exercise. It won't require any willpower. And then if you start exercising, you might start eating better. So that's what we're looking for, is that one key domino, that one lead domino. Each of these examples, very simple, very measurable, and it has something to remind you, a trigger. You know, for example, getting up in the morning, I'll put on my exercise clothes. Breakfast, I'll have a vegetable. Getting out of bed, I meditate for 1 minute. 5 steps to make the one simple resolution successful. Even with just one simple resolution, change is still hard. Here are the 5 key steps to success based on my review of over 30 medical studies on healthy lifestyle changes. Not only have these steps been shown to work in studies, I've also seen them help hundreds of my patients literally turn their health around. Here they are. Number 1, fun and convenient. The one simple resolution must be fun and it must be convenient. If not, too much willpower is required. Here are some examples. For example, if you're trying to stress less. If yoga is fun and there's a convenient place, then this is a perfect stress less resolution. However, if you don't like yoga, or it's like a 45-minute drive to your yoga class, guess what? It will never work. It has to be fun, has to be convenient. For weight loss, as Americans now get 1/3 of all their calories snacking, if weight issues are where you struggle, then snacking may be the only thing standing between you and feeling 10 years younger this year. The solution? Make your one simple resolution to always have your favorite fruit, your favorite vegetable, or your favorite nuts with you wherever you go. It's fun because they're your favorites. It's convenient because it's always with you. Exercise more. If you hate the gym, or the gym is 30 minutes away, then the resolution of going to the gym every day will fail. It will fail. Look for physical activity that is both fun and near your home or work. If dancing is what you really love, then don't beat yourself up trying to go to the gym every day. Rather, go dancing, especially if there's a convenient place near your home or work, then go for it. If golfing is your passion and you hate the gym, then carry your clubs on a course near your home or your work and golf regularly. As long as you're walking the course and carrying your clubs, it's a great workout. For most of my patients, a simple resolution to take an evening walk with your spouse may be the very best activity for both your health and your happiness. Stop smoking. Once again, I don't think this is an issue for people listening to this podcast, but still, the principle still applies. Quitting the smoking habit can also be fun and convenient. Perhaps you don't like chewing a piece of gum whenever you think about smoking. One possible solution, and this not only would work with smoking, it could work for anything, but one possible solution would be to buy a very nice piece of jewelry or, say, an expensive watch for the men. As long as you have not smoked or fill in the blank, whatever behavior change you're working with, but as long as you've not done it for the day, you can continue to wear that wonderful piece of jewelry or that expensive watch that you've always dreamed of. Once again, making it fun, making it convenient. Number 2, have the right reason. If you don't have a compelling reason, your willpower will fade. Studies show that your beliefs can determine success or failure. Make it real and make it compelling. Some examples of compelling reasons which have changed the lives of my patients are as follows. I can't die early on my family. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I want to get off of my medications. Having the right reason could be the key to succeeding in your one simple resolution, that one key domino that we're looking for. Number 3, support. You simply cannot do it alone. Indeed, studies show that people who try to go it alone generally fail. You must have the support from family and friends. Having a spouse make the same changes can be the most important key to success, according to research. Supportive family members and friends can also help you to eliminate temptations. If you can eliminate temptations, then guess what? No willpower is needed. For people without the support of family or friends, and I have many patients who fit in this category, you know, their husband just refuses to give up his potato chips and Cheetos and his Oreo cookies. You can't get him out of the house and it's driving you crazy every time you see him. Well, there are online communities or even gym friends that can be equally helpful. Find support somewhere, anywhere, at the gym, online, so that healthy living can become the path of least resistance. Number four, accountability partner or app. The saying, you can't manage what you don't measure, applies equally in business as well as with one simple resolution. If no one or no thing holds you accountable, you likely won't succeed. Accountability can come in the form of a trainer at the gym. It could also be a family member or a friend who isn't afraid to call you out on your shortcomings. For me, a handheld app on my iPhone does the trick. By faithfully tracking my nutrition every day, since that's the area where I struggle the most, for the last couple of years, I've been able to successfully maintain my 30-pound weight loss. As long as someone or something holds you 100% accountable, you will succeed. Number five, have a slip-up plan. At some point, you will fall off the wagon. This is human, and it's something that should be expected. Don't beat yourself up over it. As you enter into this, know that it's going to happen. The key is not to let a slip-up start a downward spiral that reverses all progress. You have to have a plan for managing slip-ups. Studies show that people who accept slip-ups ahead of time will be more successful. The goal is to be flexible, not fanatical. As soon as you recognize your slip-up, call your accountability partner or record it on your accountability app. Do this quickly before you completely finish off the entire pie or all of that leftover holiday candy. So let me quickly review the five steps. So you want one simple resolution, something that is so easy to do, it requires no willpower, that if you can then do that, it makes everything else easy and doesn't require willpower, like just putting on your gym clothes first thing in the morning or just putting a vegetable on your plate for breakfast. So the five simple steps to make that one resolution stick. One, make it fun and convenient. Two, have the right reason. Number three, have support. Number four, an accountability partner or an app. Number five, you got to have a slip-up plan. Take home message. Becoming 10 years younger does not come by making big changes, but rather by working on the key domino that makes everything else natural and effortless. Select one simple resolution in the area you are struggling, and then faithfully follow the five steps that we've just talked about. Soon, you too will be biologically 10 years younger this year. I would love to hear your experiences with this. Also, if you have any questions about this podcast, please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 137. There at the bottom, leave your comments, leave your questions. I answer every question that's there. There are already some interesting comments. Please add yours to what is already there. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.